Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gigi and the 561 podcast. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for being with me. I'm also Gigi. So thank you for joining me. Stay with me. I haven't been here in a while. I recently did a podcast on Travel Bistro. If you want to check that out, look that up, Travel Bistro. But do stay with me today because I have some, I think, curiously interesting things to talk about. A giant teddy bear. And you're going to be interested to see why it's a giant. BJ's wholesale thing, touch on that just a little bit. A sad room, and a bar that's called Sports Bra. Why is it called Sports Bra? So stick with me. Let's talk about it. First, let's talk about the giant teddy bear. I loved my teddy bears when I was a kid. I still have at least one of my stuffed animals. It's in my closet right now from my childhood, from when I was two, actually. Still with me. So I understand the comfort people get from cuddly stuffed animals. So no judgment here, but the giant teddy bear can be used by anyone, any age, but primarily it is being marketed to adults because it's life size. It's like the size of a man. They used a man's stature, and it is wearing a man's ensemble. In other words, pants and shirt. It looks like a man bear, a man bear. And the photos of it show, you know, other adults cuddling with this giant teddy bear. Now, the way they're marketing it is for lonely people to snuggle. Now, like I said, anyone can snuggle with this giant bear, but the photos of it are peculiar. But hey, no judgment, no judgment here. Let's talk about a room that is actually called a SOB, S-O-B, parlor in New York City. It's a concept. You know, there are rooms that are called rage rooms where you pay money and you go in and you break things, you throw things, you release your anger. And it is important to release your anger. No matter how you, just not on other people, but it is important to express your feelings. Well, what about anger that is the opposite of anger? Profound sadness. Well, a guy named Anthony Viotti in New York came up. He had a mini breakdown of his own a few months ago. So he came up with this concept of a sob room. They're like pop-up kiosk where they may be in Wall Street, the financial district one day. They'll be in another, on another day all around New York City. He said, you cry, you let it out. He said he found tremendous benefit from crying. And actually, it has been proven that sobbing does help relieve stress, and most people want to do it in private. They may not have a way to do that in private. So he has given them the opportunity to pay a fee to go in there and let out your feelings. Researchers really have found that a good cry can produce chemicals that help make us feel better, taking our brains out of stressful fight or flight mode. It reduces the heart rate. It allows people to relax, to calm down. And even for some, it can feel like a huge relief for them. These thoughts come from a clinical health psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic who is backing this as a good concept. It's a normal part of coping with challenges. And mental health experts say people should consider professional help if crying, you know, too much is an everyday thing. You may need to consult someone who can help you work through whatever those issues are. But I found it interesting, a sob parlor. On a lighter note, BJ's Wholesale Club, of which I'm not familiar with that, but it is coming to the West Palm Beach area. And you can say it's like Costco and Sam's Club. We are members of Costco, love Costco. You can save up to 25% off grocery store prices. In the beginning, they're offering a promotional rate here in the Palm Beaches of $25. Regularly, it's $55. So I don't know. We're pretty happy with Costco. I guess BJ's is well known all over. Just not to me. So that's an interesting thing that, you know, who knows? We may try BJ's just for the promotional entry into it price, you know? I don't know. I really like this next story about a woman who took really her life savings in Portland, Oregon to open a bar. Here's what I really like about it. It's called the Sports Bra. It's a sports bar, but she changed those two words. This was done by 43-year-old Jenny Nguyen, and she used her life savings to do this. And she made almost $1 million in the first 8 months. And she's planning to go nationwide with the franchise model of the sports bra. What makes this different? I am opposed, I'm going to be honest, to sports bars of any sort, because I think you put your phone down, you engage in conversation with whomever you are with during meals, mealtime, whether at home or away in a restaurant or whatever, should be free of outside interference. So every restaurant you go into, whether it's really classified as a sports bar or just a restaurant, get rid of the television screens. We don't have to have our brains stimulated in that way every second of every day. I think it causes stress. I think all of this constant stimulation that we have is stressful. But what makes her bar different and unique that I really do like, she shows nothing but women's sports. According to statistics, for whatever it's worth, in most sports bars, only 5% of the screens at any given time are showing women's sports. They rarely show women's sports. So her concept is really good, and she wanted to have an outlet for women to come and know that they would be seeing other women achieving sports, you know, achieving their wins or their losses or whatever in the bar. We are still in hurricane season here in the Palm Beaches, and it's very, very hot. But there are things to do that make it easier for you to deal with, such as going to the beach at night. That's the beautiful thing about where we live. We live very near beaches, and at this time of year, as school opens, we're back to the kids. They're going back to school. They're having their after-school activities, other interests. It's a wonderful time to go as the sun begins to set. Now on the East Coast, obviously, we're seeing the sun rise, not the sunset. So when you go to the beach, if you want to look at the water, the sun will be setting behind you. August means we still have some Sahara sand up on us. So these are things that you must deal with. Just having come from Alaska, you realize the differences in the world, not only in temperature, topography, but also culture. And what you realize when you are in Alaska is not only is it's cold, even in the summer, but the light is different. You have more light, more sunlight. The dark hours are fewer. And you understand how that affects, kind of like the crying and the sob parlor. The light really does affect your moods. So you find ways, like going to the beach or going to a movie where it's dark. We're a member of a health facility here in the Palm Beaches. It's a gym, okay? It's like a country club, though. And exercising is also a way to bring down your stress or to deal with all the things going on in your life. It's very hard for us to go with any regularity because of our schedule. We're gone a lot. But when we do go, I can say that it does bring down your stress. Just to be in that atmosphere is a good way. So whether you are going to a sob parlor, you're going and enjoying women's sports in a sports bar called Sports Bra, whatever it is, I think right now there is so much tension in this country. We have an election coming in November. Things are tense in many, many ways. So I think finding our way through all of this stress, just in everyday life, just trying to get you through the day, trying to figure out your happy path. And you must do that because, today's it. Today's what you have. And you need to make it as beautiful a day as you possibly can. We went to Total Wine today and we bought a couple of new wines. They are from Spain. And whether you drink the wine or not, it's really fun to find out the history of the different wines. And this particular wine was very, very interesting. It's Muga, M-U-G-A, Rioja. And I found out so much about this wine today, just digging down, seeing what are the grapes? What are these made of? So, my podcast today is all over the place. But I think really what I'm getting at overall is in a very stressful time, finding our path, finding our avenue is really important. And I want to leave you with this. It's by Noel Coward. If you don't know who Noel Coward is, N-O-E-L, Coward, please look him up. Find out about Noel Coward. This quote comes from the late Noel Coward, and I believe it. I really do. It's one of my favorites, and I have many. Work hard. Do the best you can. Don't ever lose faith in yourself. And this is the most important part of this quote right here, this last line. And take no notice of what other people say about you. Period. That's it. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. Please do look us up on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, where these rest, as well as 20 other platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, 20 platforms. They're out there, both this and Travel Bistro. Gary, my partner, G-E-R-R-Y, but it's pronounced Gary, writes for magazines, Splash Magazine Worldwide, All Things Cruise, as well as NorthPalmBeachLife.com. We have a YouTube channel. Please visit it. Fun videos. They're one of me on our recent cruise in Alaska. having a little dance with a server. It was really pretty fun. So I hope you will visit and subscribe to all of this, my podcast. You don't want to miss these, right? Our YouTube channel, find me on Amazon where my books are. They're fiction and a children's book, Pamela Barker. Go find them. Go read them. I made up these great characters. I think they're great. I love them. I would like them to be my friends in real life, not fiction. Thank you again for being with me. I'm Pam Barker, Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.